Well, let's look, if you will, on page 13 of your documents, and we'll read that. This is from Journal of Discourses. It's a discourse by Orson Hyde, who's one of the 12 apostles of the Mormon Church, in 1855, and he says this: I discovered that some of the Eastern papers presented me as a great blasphemer because I said in my lecture on marriage at our last conference, and he's talking about General Conference, a very important semiannual meeting the Mormons have in the Tabernacle in Salt Lake City. I said at our last conference that Jesus Christ was married at Cana of Galilee, that Mary, Martha, and others were his wives, and that he begat children. So not only was Jesus married, he was married simultaneously to several women and had children through these women. Skipping down towards the next underlined section. Even the Father himself honored that law by coming down to Mary without a natural body and begetting a son. And if Jesus begat children, he only, quote, did what he had seen his Father do, end quote. So basically this is clearly teaching again this doctrine about not only does God have a wife, Jesus, while he was on this earth, had a wife. The third difference I think is worth bringing up at this point about having faith in Christ. Here's another big difference in the Christ is the atonement of Christ. If we're supposed to have faith in Christ and his atonement, what is the focus of the atonement? And another unique thing about Mormon theology is the Latter-day Saint leaders have taught that the focus of atonement, or the atonement, was not on the cross and not at Calvary, but instead was at Gethsemane.